This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, every week we profile some of the most amazing, jaw-dropping scientific developments which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this week, once again, we're going to open the lines because this week is your week. It's open mic on Science Fantastic. So once again, this is your chance to get on the telephones, make a question, make a comment about science, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Give us a call. The hotline number is, write this number down, 612-564-8135. That's 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're from, and bingo, perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. And also be sure to check out my website, is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Michio Kaku is the Facebook site where you have over 3 million fans on Facebook. On Twitter, we have over 600,000 people on Twitter that take my feed. And if you want to be part of the fun, then once again, you can get on Science Fantastic by giving us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, just last month, I completed a whirlwind national tour going around the country to San Francisco, Los Angeles, to Chicago, to Boston, to Philadelphia, to Washington, D.C., and I collected a whole bunch of questions, so we'll answer a few of them, and after that, we'll throw the lines open, and you can get on Science Fantastic. Well, one question I got on several cities was, well, the universe, did it have a beginning, or didn't it? Yes or no? Was there a genesis, an instant of time when someone or something said, let there be light? Or was it simply eternal, that the universe was always here and always will be? Well, it can't be both, right? One or the other. Did the universe have a beginning or not? Well, what does modern science say about this question? First of all, our universe had a beginning. We know this because we can actually detect the radiation from the Big Bang itself. This is amazing. When you turn on your radio and you're between radio stations, you pick up static. That static, a lot of it comes from Jupiter. Believe it or not, Jupiter creates much of the static we hear in the solar system, in our radios, when you go between stations. However, a certain fraction of that static also comes from the Big Bang itself. You are literally listening to the echoes from the creation of the universe. This is mind-boggling. Right there on your transistor radio, you could be listening in on the beginning of the universe. So our universe had a Big Bang. And our universe is apparently some kind of bubble. We don't know too much about this bubble, but we live on the skin of the bubble, and the bubble's expanding, and that's called the Big Bang Theory. Well, this is where it gets really freaky now. In quantum mechanics and also in string theory, we believe that there are other universes out there, other bubbles. And these bubbles are floating in a much larger arena. So even children ask the question, Mommy, Daddy, if there was a Big Bang and the universe is expanding, what is it expanding into? Well, if the universe is everything there is, then how can it expand into anything else? That's a contradiction in terms, right? But you see, if the universe is a bubble, it is floating in a much larger arena. an arena that gives you a timeless universe. And so we have many bubbles in a bubble bath of universes. And when these universes collide, bingo, we get the Big Bang. So the Big Bang is nothing but the change in the shape of these bubbles. Either the bubble bumps into another bubble, creates a bigger bubble, or the bubble fissions in half and creates a baby bubble. Now, this is very interesting because it coincides with, well, mythology. Every religion has some kind of theory about the origin of the universe. For example, the ancient Polynesians, or a myth of the ancient Polynesians, had it that in the beginning was the great ocean, but in the ocean there was a coconut. And when the coconut sprang open, that gave birth to the universe. In the same way, the ancient Egyptians, in one mythology of the ancient Egyptians, in the beginning was the Nile River. And in the Nile River was an egg, and the egg hatched to create our universe. But then there are also some versions of Hinduism and Buddhism, which says, no. The universe never had a beginning. It's timeless. There's only nirvana, timeless nirvana. And we are simply moving in this much larger arena, this arena called nirvana. Well, if this new picture from cosmology is correct, then we can meld together the two previous mythologies. You see, our universe had a beginning. Our universe, there was an egg, there was a coconut, and it hatched, and that's called the Big Bang Theory. But there's also a nirvana of hyperspace. And that is what the universe is expanding into. If the universe is three-dimensional, and it's expanding into something, it must be expanding into the fourth, fifth, sixth dimensions. And in string theory, which is what I do for a living, it expands into 11 dimensions. And so in other words, what is nirvana? Nirvana is 11-dimensional hyperspace. And we are just living on one bubble in an ocean of other bubbles. Now, you may say to yourself, this is all well and good, but what about proving it? What about experimental evidence? Well, there's several ways to approach this question. One is to build gravity wave detectors in outer space. Last year, the Nobel Prize was given to three physicists who pioneered gravity wave detectors, detecting the shock wave of the collision of two black holes in outer space. But when you put the detectors themselves in outer space, then you have an instrument big enough and sensitive enough to pick up echoes from the instant of creation itself. You see, when you turn on your transistor radio and you hear that static, a lot of that static comes from the Big Bang about 300,000 years after the instant of creation. That's when atoms began to form for the first time. Before that, it was too hot to create stable atoms. And so here's the name of the game. If we launch LISA, the Laser Interferometry Space Antenna, which NASA has on its books, it may be sensitive enough to pick up shock waves from the instant of creation, not 300,000 years after creation. No. At the instant of creation itself. We're going to get baby pictures. Baby pictures of the infant universe as it emerges from the womb. And maybe, just maybe, we'll pick up evidence of an umbilical cord. An umbilical cord connecting our universe to another parent universe. And so this is the multiverse idea, that universes are constantly forming. Big bangs are happening all the time. The Big Bang is not just one event. It's happening all the time somewhere, somewhere in this great multiverse of ours. There's a bubble bath of universes. And in this bubble bath, universes are being created. And so in other words, to answer the question, does the universe have a beginning or not? The answer is yes to both. Our universe had a beginning, but the multiverse is eternal. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to go right to your listener phone calls. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open, so let's get right to it. Once again, you can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from. And maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. So let's go to the first listener phone call.
Hi, this is Eric calling from Fairbanks, Alaska, listening to you on 970 KFBX. And I'm curious, how come they can't calculate the trajectory of the Chang'e 1 space station and tell us where it's going to land? I mean, maybe it's a lot harder than I think it would be. But it also makes me wonder, you know, it's like, how can they calculate the trajectory of, you know, comets and asteroids and just, you know, accurately and say that they're going to miss Earth? And how can we only hear about these near-Earth misses, you know, after the fact they've happened? Or, you know, we only hear about it maybe a day or a few days prior to the fact. So, thank you. I really enjoy the show.
Okay, well, first of all, you're absolutely right that Newton's laws of motion and gravity are so precise. We can shoot a space probe right through the rings of Saturn. That's how precise our understanding of mechanics are. However, we are limited by the sensitivity of our instruments. And therefore, tiny asteroids can sneak up on you, and you don't even know they're in your neighborhood till they're practically staring you in the face. And that's why often you hear in the news that, gee, an asteroid just whizzed right by the planet Earth between the orbit of the Earth and the Moon, and we were caught with our pants down. Well, it turns out that the bulk of research into cataloging these asteroids is done by amateurs. Let me repeat that. The bulk of sightings of these potentially killer asteroids are not done by professional scientists at all until fairly recently. Now, of course, we have some computerized telescopes scanning the heavens. But traditionally, it's been done by amateurs. Amateurs doing the thankless job of going out there in the freezing cold, photographing the night sky, photographing it a few hours later, and then comparing the two to see what moved. And that's why we're often caught off guard, because these objects are small, perhaps smaller than the size of a football field, very difficult to detect, and there's nobody out there every night watching the sky except for amateurs. And then, of course, we recently had the Chinese satellite, which plunged into the planet Earth. Fortunately, it broke up over the oceans, because most of the Earth's surface is covered with oceans. And the question is, why couldn't we predict exactly where that satellite is going to land? Well, several reasons. First, the satellite was tumbling, not in a simple orbit. Second of all, the outer atmosphere of the Earth is not perfectly spherical. It changes hour by hour. And so it's very hard to predict exactly when it's going to hit the air, because that entry point changes with time. And third, it's like a skipping stone. You know, if you get a stone and you throw it on the surface of a lake, it bounces. It bounces several times because of surface friction, a surface tension. But exactly where the rock falls into the lake is largely random. It depends on so many parameters, it's very difficult to predict where a skipping stone will finally land into the water. In the same way, these satellites are traveling at 18,000 miles per hour. When they hit the atmosphere, it's like a skipping stone. And again, you don't know precisely where it's going to land. Now, this is a practical problem as well, because we've had radioactive satellites come down with weapons-grade material. Cosmos 954, back in 1978, plunged back into the atmosphere of the Earth, carrying several hundred pounds of enriched uranium to energize a nuclear reactor in outer space. Fortunately, it broke up over northern Canada, and the CIA even sent a team of Huskies to try to retrieve parts of this top-secret Soviet satellite. And so, in other words, it's largely a crapshoot. We can't really predict where a satellite is going to land. Now, why should you care? Because the next big satellite to come down is the International Space Station. This gigantic object, the largest instrument of science ever built, costing over $100 billion in outer space, is going to come plunging down to Earth probably after 2028. That's when the great powers of the Earth are saying that there's no more money. Sorry about that. There's no more money to keep the space station up there. And it will break up. Now, the difference between the breakup of the International Space Station and the breakup of the Chinese Space Station is severalfold. First of all, the International Space Station is many times bigger. But second of all, we can aim it. You see, the Chinese satellite couldn't be aimed because it was tumbling and it was out of control, and the Chinese lost contact with it. However, we can actually aim the International Space Station to a degree, aim it slightly, so that we know more or less what continent it's going to land on, but we certainly can't tell if it's going to land on your backyard. It's going to be a gigantic, flaming meteor with all sorts of parts breaking off as it hits the atmosphere of the Earth. We suspect that about 30%. Roughly a 30% of the International Space Station will actually survive reentry and plunge into the planet Earth, and hopefully will not wind up in somebody's backyard. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Jay, John, KFQD, Anchorage, Alaska. If the universe is getting bigger, why are galaxies crashing into each other? And how come whenever I put a cup with a handle on it in the microwave, it always stops with the handle facing backwards? Thank you.
Huh. Well, let me answer the question about galaxies. Think of a balloon, and on the surface of the balloon, get a magic marker and draw a bunch of dots. Each dot represents a galaxy. So as the balloon inflates, the distance between galaxies expands because space itself is expanding. So how is it possible that we can have colliding galaxies? Well, it turns out that with your binoculars tonight, you can go outside with your binoculars, look in the direction of the constellation Andromeda, and bingo, you see a hazy patch of light with your binoculars. That is the galaxy Andromeda. Why is that important? That is the nearest giant galaxy to the planet Earth, and we are on a collision course with Andromeda. And it's not going to be pretty. Computer simulations show that it's going to be a titanic, catastrophic collision between two gigantic spiral galaxies. Now, first of all, why are they spiraling together at all? And that's because the expanding universe is an average effect. When you take two galaxies that are very close together, then the local gravitational pull is larger than the anti-gravitational dark energy that is pushing the galaxies apart. So we scientists, using the laws of Isaac Newton, can more or less predict how things are going to end. And for the Milky Way galaxy, it's not going to be pretty. We're going to see the collision of two gigantic spiral galaxies. And what's going to happen is the black holes at the center of the Milky Way and the center of Andromeda will merge to create a super black hole. In fact, if you look at Andromeda galaxy very carefully, you can actually see not one dot, but two dots. Two dots at the very center of the Andromeda galaxy. Meaning that in the past, Andromeda probably already had lunch. We're probably already looking at a minor galaxy that was eaten up by the Andromeda galaxy. And that's why we see not one, but two blips at the very center of the Andromeda galaxy. Once our galaxy and Andromeda collide, and again, this is going to be about 10 billion years from now, so you don't have to worry about this. But when our galaxy and the Andromeda galaxy collide, maybe there'll be three black holes at the center. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the lines are open. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what I'm up to. I just finished recently a national book tour. The book, The Future of Humanity, hit the New York Times bestseller list. So thank you so much for supporting my work. And it just goes to show that there's a new energy out there, a new excitement as people begin to realize that we're entering a second golden age of space exploration. NASA, the agency to nowhere, says its critics. NASA now has a focus. It's going to go back to the moon, and after the moon, back to outer space and onto Mars and maybe even the asteroid belt. It's now a presidential directive, back to the moon. In fact, at the end of 2019, in December of that year, NASA hopes to fire up its SLS booster rocket to take the Orion space capsule, an unmanned capsule, around the moon, and then a few years after that, take astronauts back to the moon. And then, not to be outdone, Elon Musk has the Falcon Heavy rocket, and he also wants to send astronauts into outer space on the Dragon space capsule. So we could have a traffic jam. We could have a traffic jam around the moon. The point is that there's a new energy and a new excitement to the space program as prices drop, access becomes easier for private enterprise, and we're entering the dawn of a new era in space exploration. So find out more by getting a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. Okay, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. I'm Greg Conan from Newburgh, Oregon. And my question is, what do you think of the concept of moral bioenhancement, improving humans morally using biotechnology? Will it be implemented in the future? Should it? Thank you.
Well, the short answer to your question is yes. I do believe that at some point in the future, we should use our knowledge of DNA technology to enhance the human race. But, and this is a very big but, it, of course, is fraught with moral implications as well. We have the bad example of the Nazis. The Nazis tried to use the excuse of creating a master race and, in the process, conquering the world and cleansing the world of people that it considered undesirable, mainly Russians, communists, Jews, gypsies, people that were not, quote, Aryan, unquote. Now, of course, we're entering the age of DNA, where the mysticism and magic and folklore of the past is being replaced by hard evidence. Now, I think that in the short term, not much is going to happen, because at the present time, we cannot even clone a primate. That's how primitive we are at this point in terms of genetic engineering. We can basically engineer one or two genes at a time, and we can't even clone a simple monkey. However, with time and with a new technology called CRISPR, it's now possible to edit fairly accurately, almost like with a scissors and tape, to edit the DNA molecule. And this is opening up a whole new realm of medical possibilities as well as dangers. So one possibility is designer children. Designer children are going to be possible, not today, but in the coming decades, yes, it'll be possible for parents to begin to tinker with the genome of their children. Now, that has all sorts of implications. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after that, we're going to continue a discussion of designer children and DNA technology on Science Fantastic.
Listening to GCN, the world leader in
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can always give us a call by calling 612-564-8135. That's 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a question, a very important question about the direction of genetic engineering. You see, in the past, there have been so many horror stories culminating with the Nazis and World War II concerning trying to cleanse the human race of undesirable genes. Well, now in the age of genetic engineering and a technology called CRISPR, it is possible with almost mathematical precision to cut and paste the DNA molecule. And some people fear that sometime in the future, let's say, for example, you're the parent of a high school kid, and you find out that your next-door neighbor's kid is genetically enhanced to have better memory and better study habits. Then it puts enormous pressure on you to genetically modify your child to be competitive with that other kid. And what's to prevent some back alley shop in Hong Kong from offering these services, even if they are banned legally? I mean, we have a hard time banning illegal drugs. Think of the problems of banning illegal genes. I personally think there could be an illegal gene market, just like there is an international illegal drug market today, because of supply and demand. Unfortunately, there is a demand for drugs, and unfortunately, there will be a demand for shady operators who offer genes to make your kids more enhanced. Now, take a look at the far future. In the far future, we are going to go to the stars. Exactly when, we can debate. But if we do go to the stars, we may have to genetically modify ourselves for survival's sake. For example, the gravity on Mars is about one-third the gravity on the planet Earth. And if we have a colony on Mars that is self-sustaining and permanent, we may have to have people who are genetically modified to survive in the lower gravitational field. Let's say we go to planets that have a different oxygen content. Planets where the radiation field is larger or smaller than it is here on the Earth. You can imagine all sorts of scenarios where we might have to modify the human race to adapt to these other conditions. Well, this is called transhumanism. And again, it's something that we cannot have today. I mean, we can barely manipulate one gene at a time, let alone a whole complex of genes to create new forms of animals. I mean, some people, for example, ask me, what about a pig with wings? Is it possible that we can genetically modify a pig so that it has wings?
Well, in principle, yeah. But in practice, it would take hundreds, thousands of genes to be manipulated precisely in order to add wings to an animal. And that's simply not going to happen with today's technology. So let's not get carried away. Now, one technology, however, that is around the corner is trying to bring back prehistoric animals. I've interviewed scientists who've already brought back endangered animals, animals that are in danger that people thought were about to go extinct. Yes, we brought back some of them. But what about bringing back the dinosaurs? Well, it turns out that's probably not possible. We're not sure. But DNA from over 65 million years ago is extremely hard to find. But the mammoth, that's been talked about, to bring back the woolly mammoth. In fact, at Harvard, there was even a discussion of bringing back the Neanderthal. At that point, you have another set of ethical questions, because the Neanderthal is, well, in some sense, a human. They can feel. They can feel pain. They can feel anguish. They can feel the same kinds of feelings that we probably could. And therefore, how far do you go to create a new form of humans? Since this report was done at Harvard, some people have asked the question, if you were to create a Neanderthal boy or a girl, where do you put it? In a zoo or at Harvard? That's a question that we're going to be asking a lot in the coming decades. Okay, well, we've run out of time in this segment of Science Fantastic. Once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is available. You're not going to get a busy signal. Get right to us. You'll get a recording. So leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from. And once again, write this number down, 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
My name is Boots Miller. I'm calling from Vallejo, California, and I'm actually not listening to a station. Wish I was. But, Doctor, here's my question for you. If you could, in the spirit of Doctor Who and his ability to travel back and forth throughout time, at what point would you like to be able to travel in the TARDIS? To what point in time in the creation of the universe, either our past or our future, what do you think is the moment that you would love to go travel to, see, and witness? Thanks so much for the opportunity to ask a question, and I look forward to hearing what your answer is. Have a great day.
Well, you ask a very interesting question. Doctor Who, of course, gets into a telephone booth and is capable of rocketing back and forth through the annals of time, meeting all sorts of strange creatures and encountering many strange adventures. Well, that's probably not possible with today's technology, but you ask a question, where would I go if I had the chance to spin the dial and go anywhere in space and time? One place I would love to visit is the beginning of the universe itself. Now, of course, the universe was quite hot. The explosion was quite volatile. But let's say that we could be there a few seconds after the instant of creation, and we're protected by all sorts of shielding so we don't get fried by the intense radiation. That would be a magnificent event to be able to witness the creation of the universe itself. Another point in time might be to witness the creation of life on the planet Earth. We think that sometime around 3.5 billion years ago, the conditions were just right in the oceans, perhaps near a volcano vent. You see, volcano vents on the bottom of the ocean are quite hot, and microorganisms can feed off that heat because photosynthesis does not exist way down there at the bottom of the oceans. And so we think, and this is just a theory, that life on Earth first got started near the bottom of the oceans in a volcano vent before sunlight can create organisms that can use photosynthesis. That would be a great time to visit the planet Earth. Another time to visit the planet Earth would be 65 million years ago, because that's when a gigantic meteor or comet hit the Yucatan of Mexico and basically wiped out the dinosaurs. That must have been a catastrophic event. In fact, it was the largest meteor impact in 2 billion years. And that happened just 65 million years ago. It would have been quite an event to witness right there. And then, if I had another choice, I'd like to go back 75,000 years into the past. You see, something back then killed off most of the human race. Not the dinosaurs this time. We're talking humans. You see, any two humans are practically twins of each other genetically. If I take two dogs, for example, and I analyze their DNA at random,
they're quite separated. But if I take two humans, analyze their DNA, we're almost twins of each other, clones practically. Now, the only way to explain the fact that we humans are so closely related to each other is to calculate when we had a common ancestor. You do the computer program, and the computer program shows that about 75,000 years ago, some event happened to wipe out most of humanity. Only a few of us, perhaps a few hundred, maybe 1,000, survived that cataclysm to repopulate the entire planet Earth. An amazing event. A handful of Adams and a handful of Eves repopulated the entire Earth. Now, what could have caused such a catastrophic extinction cycle? We think it was the eruption of the volcano in Indonesia, the Toba volcano, an event so catastrophic that many life forms in Africa were wiped out. And we think, but we cannot prove, that that is the event that almost wiped out the human race. So in other words, many times in the history of the human race, we have been pushed near the brink of extinction. You see, 99.9% of all life forms on Earth eventually go extinct. In other words, we have extinction facing us at some point in the future. That's why I say the dinosaurs are not here because they didn't have a space program. That's right. They're not here because the dinosaurs had no rocket ships to take them into outer space. We do. As a consequence, we should seriously think about having an insurance policy to make sure that life on Earth is not wiped out. Okay, well, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. It's Denny North calling from San Jose. My question is, considering the DNA changes observed in astronaut Scott Kelly compared to his twin brother Mark, how would you predict that the human species will evolve in space? Thanks, and I'll listen for the answer.
Well, personally, I think the media exaggerated it too much, making it sound as if the two twins diverged dramatically, but they were only small modifications. So we're running out of time, but get a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity, where I have a whole discussion about the dangers of radiation in outer space. Once again, the book is called The Future of Humanity, and in the book we discuss precisely that question. What happens in the far future when humans begin to diverge because of the effects of radiation on the human body? Okay, well, once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can always give us a call by calling 612-564-8.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.